Continue discussing topic from yesterday. We're learning this week, these few days, laws of Kriyas HaTorah, all of the related Inyanim of Kriyas HaTorah, because our segue to Kriyas HaTorah comes from this week's parasha, Aseres HaDibros. The reason why we lay in 10 psukim every Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha is because the 10 psukim correspond to the Aseres HaDibros. Okay, Moshe was misakin that we should lay three times a week, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. Moshe was not misakin mincha, that was later takana, but he did not tell us how many psukim to lay. Along came Ezra, and Ezra upgraded our obligation from laying one pasuk each day of the week to 10 psukim, and to divide it among three people. So we are discussing some of the laws of Kriyas HaTorah. So let's continue where we left off.
What did they lay on Mondays and Thursdays?
What did they lay in the time of Ezra on Monday and Thursday? Because they probably had the Seder.
Together.
What?
In the shuk.
The
market day.
The whole Torah in 3 years.
Small towns.
So maybe they did. Maybe they lay the aliyah of the 3 years, the three year cycle. I don't know. I assume they lay the.
Didn't they do it because market day was, and then they should lay every third day. They should be laying.
So Chazal say Monday. The main reason Chazal give Monday Thursday is because these are days of rachamim. Moshe went up to Shemayim on a Thursday, and he came down on a Monday. Stocks go up on Thursday and come down on Monday. Monday, Thursday, what?
Not lately.
Monday and Thursday are the days when Moshe went up and down. Memela, that's why we lay on those. That's what Chazal say. That's why they're also days of Rachamim, and Moshe went to get the Torah. Moshe went to get the Torah Thursday and came down on Monday, so he was Misakin. Also, 3 days. We don't want to go 3 days. We don't want to go 3 days without Torah. So these are the best ways to break up the week, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. Okay, Ezra was Misakin to lay 10 psukim. Okay, what did they lay before the time of Ezra? It's not clear. I don't know the answer. We know that in Bavel they lay. Where did they have the 3 year cycle? In Eretz or in Bavel? Where was the 3 year cycle? In Bavel or in Eretz Yisrael? What?
I don't know.
I don't remember. In one place it was 3 years, and in one place it was once a year. We, of course, say only follow the yearly cycle. The Rambam, in fact, he has the cycle, the 3 year cycle. He has the 3 year cycle. He tells you where all the parashios begin. And he writes that in Hilchas, I think, Kriyas HaTorah. He tells you all the breakpoints. Okay, whatever the event is, we're up to now, we're at Mincha. Now, Mincha is a very, we concluded yesterday by discussing Mincha, Shabbos Mincha. That was a later enactment, and we discussed two reasons why we lay in a Mincha. Either because of the Yoshvei Kronois, people were sitting around doing nothing in order that they should learn Torah, so we lay in. It used to be that there was a Haftorah Shabbos Mincha. What was the Haftorah? Ksuvim. They would lay in from Ksuvim. We lay in the morning from the Nevi'im. So Shabbos Mincha, they would have a cycle of learning from Kisuvim. That was bottled because people began only to learn Kisuvim, and they did not want to learn Halacha. They did not want to learn the Drasha, to listen to the other Inyani Halacha, so that was bottled. So we only do the Kriyas HaTorah. And now the question is, the other reason we discuss also, another reason why we have Kriyas HaTorah, the Rosh, in order to make up for the Kohen Levi, who got less Aliyos than the Yisraelim. Okay, that we're not going to go over now. Now it's very interesting that there is a very big machlokes apoiskim, modern day poiskim, to what weight the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos Mincha carries. It's clearly not the same as Shabbos morning. Okay, Shabbos morning is the heaviest Kriyas HaTorah, because that's Talmud Torah, to go through the entire parasha. Monday, Thursday is lighter. It's a much lighter, because it's only that you should learn Torah. You should learn Torah during the weekday. You should not forget about Talmud Torah. Yom Tov is a bochomer. Yom Tov has its own separate concept. You lay in on Yom Tov because of a pasuk. Vaydaber Moshe, it's more the Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. From this we learn that on Yom Tov you are mechuyev to read the sections of the Torah that describe the events of that Yom Tov. That's a different league. It's a very interesting concept. Yom Tov is its own category of Kriyas HaTorah. So Dover Chomer Ad Ma'od, to lay in the Torah on Yom Tov. Shabbos is probably less than Yom Tov. It's not a pasuk, but on the other hand, it represents Talmud Torah. to go through the entire Torah through a cycle from beginning to end. It's a very important concept. Monday, Thursday is weaker. It's not Yom Tov, it's not Vayda Moshe, it's not Kedusha the Sidra. You're not going to go through the entire Torah through Monday and Thursday, you're just learning a few psukim, but you should be aware, don't let a few days go by without learning words of Torah. Maybe one will argue, your Rosh Chodesh is Yom Tov, your Rosh Chodesh is the din of the Yom Tov. It's Chomor, it's very Chomor. It's just like Vayda Moshe, Smadei Hashem, Abnei Yisrael, Yom Tov, your Rosh Chodesh is also called the Moed. And in Hanami, that's why Yom Tov is more chomer than the regular weekday. Now, you know, some will argue that Monday, Thursday is even more chomer than the other because the concept of not learning Torah, look, you're all here today to learn Torah. You'll appreciate that concept that you have to go, a day cannot go by without learning words of Torah. So Monday, Thursday, you can argue in one respect, in one dimension, is even more chomer, is even more choshev than Shabbos. Not everyone knows Kol HaTorah Kula. Not everyone is zeichah to learn Shas, Peskin inside out. Not everyone, Yom Tov, okay, the Torah says this is what you got to do. The Torah tells you to do a lot of things. Okay, you do everything the Torah tells you to do. Halavai, you do everything the Torah tells you to do. But Monday, Thursday is a concept, you know, you should learn a little Torah. You should connect yourself to the Torah. That's a very powerful concept, a very fascinating dimension. The big dilemma and the big concept is what about Shabbos Mincha? Where does Shabbos Mincha lie in this
this is what you said yesterday.
So yesterday we discussed a reason, but that's just a nice drush from the rush. But what, and as far as the weight of Shabbos Mincha, where does it lie in relative to the three examples that we've given? So it's not so simple at all. Lamai nafkimina. Let me present you with some very interesting shilas. Let's say you come late. Let's say everyone in shul comes late. It's an amazing shayla. Halacha lemaisa. Da mincha. It's getting late. We only have 9 people. We need a what's it called in Yiddish?
A center.
Where's the center? Is that saying correct? The center?
Center.
Where's the tenth man? Nowhere to be seen. Go send someone out there to find someone. They finally bring someone. By the time they bring someone in to shul, they realize, if we're going to start mincha now, Asher Volitzion will make it. We'll finish maybe a little bit late into Shkia. You know, we'll get through at least that midah of the Shemona Esrei before Shkia. But we would have to begin Sholosh Seudos after Shkia. So let's be very liberal now. You know, Rav Moshe says you can start Sholosh Seudos even 9 minutes after Shkia, right? You can go. You can start Shkia a little bit late also. But we're going to start Sholosh Seudos past the Zman, the latest point we're allowed to start. What are we going to do? That means you're not allowed to eat. That's really what it means. People don't follow the halacha. They take the Hasidic approach, and you can eat all the way until whenever you want. You do whatever you want. Okay, but Nekar Adin, you're not allowed to begin eating after Shkia on Shabbos afternoon. So, if we're going to start Mincha now, which we will, we're not going to be able. We're going to have to cancel the Sholosh Seudos, and all of that tuna fish is going to go to waste. And the book is what? The lox. It's going to go to waste. Chaval. So, but that's talacha. Someone says, I have a solution to the problem. Let's just skip laning. Let's just go right into Shemona Esrei. Ashrei, Volitzion, Chatzi Kaddish, go right into Shemona Esrei. Forget about laning. What do you heard laning today? And the laning again? Well, now it's, so Ein Hachinami. You're going to be shocked to hear that the Netziv, the Emik Bracha, the Netziv, the B'Shabbos Milch, Yeshagol Hecha, the Ein Harbe Zman, Ad Sheyish Shkia, the Yesh Lahakshel, I'm sorry, I'll tell you a bigger Kiddush. One second. Omnam, okay, B'Sefer Dinim V'Han Hogois, the Maran HaChazoinish, Omar, this is the Chazoinish. Chazoinish, okay? The odif le'echol su'uda shlishis lifnei shkia milishmoya kriyas ha'torah shel mincha b'shabbos. P'sak halach, halach l'maisa. Skip laning and go right into Shemona Esrei. Don't lane so that you can eat the sholosh su'udos before, on time before shkia. On the other hand, the Netziv says pumfa kert. Now they didn't cross paths in the Netziv v'chazanish, but he says, let's say you have a choice, you come to shul, you can either lane or daven Shemona Esrei. It's so late in the day, we only have enough time before Shkia either to dive in the Shemona Esrei or to do Kriyas HaTorah. So we'd have to skip one of them. Which one should we skip? The Netziv says, skip Shemona Esrei. Better lane before Shkia.
But did we say that the Netziv holds that the Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv on the Gavra?
Tzibur, on the Gavra?
The Tzibur.
So Fein Echanami, so the Tzibur has an obligation to do this. This is the Tzibur. Let's assume this is the Tzibur. This is your Tzibur.
The whole Tzibur has a choice.
This is your Tzibur. That's what he says. This is the Tzibur. And the Tzibur has only enough time to do one of the two.
So
better,
it's the
Tzibur,
right.
So better that lane and don't do that. Why? Because davening you can make up. You'll daven a double ma'arif. You'll daven two Shemona Esrei. So you don't have to do the Chathila, but when you're an oinus. You're not amazing in this case. You're an oinus. In this case, let's assume there was good reason why everyone came, but you're an oinus. So davening you can make up to some degree. But you can't make up Kriyas HaTorah if you don't lane Shabbos Mincha. You're done. That's it. There's no makeup for Shabbos and Mu'uvish any illness on the Gamri. So you see over here, incredible. He brings over here, this is unbelievable. What he does Rabbi Halim on the Sefer. He shows me kotze el kotze, the laning of Shabbos Mincha, the different opinions of where it falls in the in this different madrigos.
The spectrum of
Chiyuv with two different opinions. Okay, you have three major. You want to be told as Zebzeh? I don't know. That's an interesting thing to analyze. So you want to be told in the Gavra, in the Tzibur, in Achnam, you have to analyze if those svaros they are consistent. But to take away from this, let's at least take away from this, is that there are really four major categories of laning. You lane on Yom Tov, because the Torah told you to do so. Torah told you to put on tefillin. Torah told you to lane. That's it. By David, Moshe's mother, Hashem, that includes Rosh Chodesh, that includes all of the Moyadim. Shabbos, why do you lane? That's because of a theme of striving to know Kol HaTorah Kula. And therefore we have a Seder, like a Daf Yomi, a Daf Shavuah. You go through the whole Torah. That's a different concept. Talmud Torah, conquer the entire Torah. Monday, Thursday, it's a whole different league. It's, don't go 3 days without learning Torah. Where does Shabbos Mincha fall in? It's none of the above. None of the above. But Chazal were masakin that it must be done. Maybe it's weak. It's weak. We can just forget about it when push comes to shove. Or maybe, no. It's so important, you'll have to push with other things. You see over here, two different opinions, two different shaylos, Allah and Afil Halacha, Shalosh Shudas, Dan Rishon Esrei, two different, completely different opinions. Halacha L'maisa, I don't know what Halacha L'maisa is. I don't know. I know what Halacha L'maisa is. Halacha L'maisa is, we're going to lane, and we'll daven after Shkia, and then we'll see Shalosh Shudas after Shkia. After Shkia.
Actually, if it's in the
table. That's what the end will be. Okay, that's what's going to happen in Halacha L'maisa, for sure. Okay, next topic. Next topic is, let me just make sure I'm not forgetting over here. This is a topic we discussed once at length. What about laning the whole parasha in the afternoon? In other words, let's say in the morning you didn't lane. In the morning, for whatever reason, there was no minyan. Or let's say you were in Eretz Yisrael and the parasha, you're not in sync with the Kriyas HaTorah. Or whatever reason you're late. Are you allowed? What?
Sefer Torah is possible. You start.
Sefer Torah was possible, and then they got the Sefer Torah later in the day. The Sefer Torah they came in later in the day. Is there? Are you allowed to do Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon? We once had a whole topic. This was not good. So the truth is, it all comes from a Rambam. Everyone quotes the Rambam. The Rambam writes. These are the words of the Rambam. Rambam Hilchas Tila Perek Yud Beis the Kosav Shemoyisha Rabbeinu Tiken Shoyu Koyrim B'Torah B'Sheni. Uvachamishi bishacharis. The Rambam adds in one very, very powerful word, and every single one that violates this halacha, which the whole world does pretty much, is in violation of what it says in the Rambam, and they all have to apologize. The Rambam was lav dafka. Einochinami, the ideal zman is to lane bishacharis, part of the Seder Atul of Shacharis. But if you don't lane shacharis, so no, you can do the Kriyas HaTorah. If you never say the Torah, you can do it. Mincha. You can make it up, Mincha. And that's the minhag, that's really pretty much the minhag ha'olam provide. He makes one condition. We learned this actually last time. The Rasham, other poskim say, as long as Reb Chaim, Reb the Briskerov, as long as you don't do it permanently, be'akrai ba'alma, occasionally, when the situation requires it, so then you can make it up, you can do it. But every single have a new seder. In this shul, we don't lay in shachris. Every single day we lay in, every Monday, Thursday we lay in mincha. Because in this shul, no one comes to shachris, so that is aser. L'chol hadeis, you can't go establish a shul where there's no shachris, and you do the Kriyas HaTorah Monday, Thursday, by mincha. Once in a while, for whatever reason, the need is, then you can be mekel, and you can do it by mincha, and you can do it, you can make the brachos, you can lay in with the brachos. What about Shabbos in the Shiva Kuriyim? To make seven aliyahs by mincha? Can you do that? You didn't hear the shachris, you can do all. There was no laying shachris in the morning. And now you want to go do the shiva kuriyim by mincha? L'chari, you seem to say you can. And that's totally in the machlokes. The place came.
Okay, yeah,
so what about that?
L'chari, yeah.
What about laying without before mincha? You know, not shachris, not mincha.
There's no such thing. Oh, I mean, half an hour?
You take 10 people, you take out a safe door, and you lay in the morning.
So that's just to lay in, so inachinami, you're touching upon a very another good question.
Inachinami,
the shiloh that he discusses is, let's say they need the sefer Torah, there are a lot of shuls, and the only time your minyan will be able to lay in is before davening. You have 10 people, you're all ready to start brachas, and you have aron kodesh and a sefer Torah, and a guy says, Rabbi Sai, I'm going to the country. I'm going to the mountains now for Shabbos. I'm taking the sefer Torah. I don't care. It's not my choice. We need the same time, we have to lane. We're starting brachas. We're not going to get up to Kriyas HaTorah for another 20 minutes. I'm sorry, the train is leaving. I'm taking the Sefer Torah in 3 minutes. So the people, okay, so you know what Rabbi said? Let's lane now before brachas. We'll lane now, and then we'll start brachas. What is the halacha? Machleika, everything is machleikas, right? Machleikas ha'poiskim, if the Kriya has to be mitoich tefillah. Is the Kriya Satorah a chelek of the Seder HaTfilah? Or is the Kriya Satorah? No, there's Tfilah and there's Kriya Satorah. It just happens to be they're put in a certain place. But it's not locked in. If you want, if you have a need to take it out and do it another time. So this and that would answer your question. If you hold that Kriya Satorah is nothing to do with Tfilah in a Chanami, so just stand. You could take take out the Sefer Torah when it's not part of the structure of davening, and you can lane. But if you learn that, know that laning is a chelik of tefillah, there's a precise zman and mokayim for the laning. If they're going to take away the Sefer Torah and you didn't say brachas, so what can you do? It's not a solution.
You say after laning.
That's a whole thing. We'll get to that. So the topic.
That would differentiate if it's part of.
No, that's not a different. That's part of the. That's not. That's number. That's a different topic. That's
you
not.
Say a kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei, right after Tav.
Yeah.
And then you say that even so.
No, that's a different.
Then you make another
kaddish. That's pretty mafsik. That's a different topic. I don't know the answer. Okay, let's go to the next topic. Havaris. Okay, everyone talks about this. Let's say you come. Let's say you are a litvak, and you go to a chassidish shtibel, and all the who's or he's. And all the words, the sound. I was once in a hall. There was an ofruf, and there was a Hasidish ofruf. I was very curious to see what was going on, and a guy was laning. I could not make out even one word, not even one word of the parsha. What in the world is this guy saying? He's singing, laning the guy. So, are you yoytze the Kriyas HaTorah when someone has a different havara? What about Sfardit? Okay, Sfardit verse and Eretz Yisrael is very common. Edom Mizrach. So the answer is yes. All the poskim are very lenient. The only thing you have to keep in mind is to be consistent. You can't go in one pasuk lane like who's a he's, and the next pasuk. You have to be consistent, and then you can be yoytze Kriyas HaTorah even though it's not your havara. It's someone else's. Nusach, that's fine, but it must be consistent. The big shiloh you always hear every so often is Hashem's name. Okay, we Ashkenazim in this room, I think everyone here is a Litvak, you say Noy. Aleph Dalet Nun, how do you pronounce the last letters of Hashem's name? Noy. Ado Noy. How do the Sfaradim pronounce Hashem's name? Every Komat Zapatach. They say Nai. Now for us, Ashkenazim, from the Lita, Nai means it's plural. When you say Adonai, it means my masters. When you say Noi, it means you, my master, not masters. No S, drop the S. So when you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's kefirah to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there are multiple gods. So therefore, there are definitely people that are very makbar, that if you're a Litvak, if you're even among the Sfarim themselves, even the Sfarim themselves, who every Komatz is a,
The Yemenites?
They do like that? But among the Sfaradim for sure, who every Komatz, they pronounce the way we pronounce it, Patach, some of them, some of the Sfaradim, when they pronounce Hashem's name, they will say Noi. They will break their tradition. They'll say Noi. Now, what happens if you have Sfaradim that don't do this? You come to a shul and someone is laning and he's saying Hashem's name the same way he says every other patach. Is that a problem? So some places can hold it as a problem. Some do. Halacha lemaisa, the stipler is very... That's a different point. I don't know who this person is. He always quotes him. Agoin Rebbe Aleph Yud Zlutnik. Anyone familiar with this? Zlutnik. Aleph Yud Zlutnik. Kosav Kama Marochis. He writes many pages. Many Marochis. What's a Marocha? Marocha means
essays.
Many essays. Lahatstik. Halvaras Hasafardim. Kidreinu Shafilu Hagoyim Rabnisim. Toli Dano. Himshech Sham. Shem Hashem im Patach. Even the Shem Hashem, it's okay. So don't get. I remember I was once in shul and there was a fellow. He really made a very big issue out of this. He got ugly. He made an issue that there was a person that would daven Sfardit, and he said Hashem's name Adonai, and this fellow was an older fellow, and he was a shtickle talmud chacham. And he made an issue, and it became a very big problem. None of us cared. None of us knew what was going on. Okay, and even those who did understand what the issue was, they're not interested. They're making a fight over this. No fight. All the other things more important to fight about. And this fellow, he made an ugly scene. That this fellow cannot daven because this fellow does not say Hashem's name the right way. The way he says Hashem's name is Kefira. He says Adonai, and the Sfarim also have to pronounce Hashem's name Noi. And the person who davened, I don't think he understood. He didn't understand what the issue was, but it became a problem. He writes here that it's not an issue. Let it go. It's okay even to say Hashem's name with a patach. That is a legitimate havara. And there is no problem. And he writes here, Hagoin Rebbe Beis Sadi Abba Shol. He was the chief rabbi? Abba Shol? What? He was one of the chief rabbis, the previous chief rabbis. What's his first? Beis Sadi. What does Beis Sadi stand for? What does Beis Sadi stand for? Beis Sadi. Hagoin Rebbe Beis Sadi Abba Shol. Ben Sion Abba Shol. Okay, he's one of the major places. Maybe surely positive, it's okay. Okay, we're running out of time. Okay, what about putting dots? Bar Mitzvah boys would love to put some dots in the Sefer Torah for the trap. For the trap. And I saw in the Megillah. I've seen this many times in Megillahs. Someone comes to our high, come to the house, it's your lay in the Megillah, they put dots in the Megillah. Are you allowed to do this? So in the Sefer Torah, if you put dots in, with ink, it's Dover Poshut. In pencil, it's puzzle. You will puzzle the Sefer Torah, even with pencil, which can be erased because. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Shulchan Aruch. Putting dots or pisuk ta'anim or where the pasuk ends, any addition to the Sefer Torah that does not belong there, which helps you read, disqualifies the Sefer Torah.
You could put a sheet of plastic over it.
Oh, he discusses that. He discussed that Shaila, and he says, so you take a sheet of plastic like they used to have. They don't have anymore. But in the old days,
stencils,
and then you write the trap and you put a top of it and you give it to a boy who lanes. So it seems it's very popular. The Oy Yoiser Koisev Maran Hagoyin Rav Moshe Sternbach, the Gam Lehasim Niloin plastic Shakuf clear Shakosav Lov Hatamim Ala Sefer Torah Yesh Tzad Godol. Doesn't say it's Mamish Aser. Yesh sad godol le'asar. Asar. Why? Shloyimu shatamim kisuvim b'toyra ayin sham. Just like when you get an aliyah, it's no worse than getting an aliyah. What is Allah when you get an aliyah? When you get an aliyah, Baruch Hu Hashem Avarach. Is the same Torah supposed to be open or closed? There are two ma'amin hagim. One minute holds, you have to close it. Why? Shloyimu, that the psukim are written in the Torah. Others say no, keep it open. It's tichud tzibur to open and close, look for the place. But when you have to close your eyes or turn your face to the left or the right, so that no one should say that the psukim are written in the Torah. The same way that you have that concept when it comes to making the bracha, it's the same thing when the trup is on. When people see that the trup is there, you get the aliyah and there's a piece of plastic, and on the plastic there is the trup. People are going to come and make a mistake. So therefore, he says yesh tzad le'asar. Is it categorically asur? If you go to a bar mitzvah and they're doing this, it seems like it was done. There are places that do this. They do this. They take a sefer Torah before they go and they make some marks on the parts that the bar mitzvah does not know well to make some notations, and they put the piece of plastic on top of the cloth. They do it in advance. They prepare it in advance in order that he should make it easy for him. It's not categorically also, but it's certainly not within the spirit of the halacha. What? I've never seen this. I guarantee you, I shouldn't guarantee anything, but today with all this new technology, so first let me tell you something interesting. The Gemara says that, we'll stop here, I have to tell you this. The Gemara says that in time of Chazal, people did not memorize the chop. The Gemara says that why is the right hand choshev? Why is the right hand by Hashem? Yimincha Hashem ne'adori ba'koyach. What about our right hand? So the Gemara says, yeah, the Gemara gives like five reasons why man's right hand is more choshev. Number one, because you use it to tie the tefillin. The tefillin go on the left hand. The Gemara gets hold of it. And the Gemara says, you know, because you use the right hand to show, to demonstrate the Ta'amei HaMikra. The Ta'amei HaMikra. What does that mean? In the time of Chazal, believe it or not, they did not memorize
the Gabbai.
They did not memorize the truth. So there was a guy there with sign language. As you read, the guy was there doing a sign language, and you use the right hand. So what do you see? You see there are techniques. There are techniques to help you along with the truck. So one would argue, so instead of using sign language, you'll have the plastic. So he says the plastic is not a good idea. But listen to this. Google Glass. You know what Google Glass is?
Yeah.
Google Glass. So you can see things. You can see things as you're walking. It tells you, like GPS tells you, go here, go there's a restaurant here, the weather, it's going to rain, you better go inside. You have a text message. It's cool. It's unbelievable. Wearables. This is where all the money is. All the tech people who are investing in stocks, they're investing in wearables. And the first wearable is the Google Glass. There's no doubt about it. The technology exists. Someone already did this already. Is that as you're learning, the computer can figure out, here's what you're learning, voice recognition, what's the big deal, gdula, especially when you tell what the parsha is, it figures out where you're up to. Or it can have a sensor to see what you're doing, and it can give you the Tameh HaMikra as you're learning. It gives you the Nikud, and the Tameh HaMikra, I'm looking. Why is that worse than the guy with the right hand? Also, you're learning, and the guy, I have this distinct memory, when I was on the Lower East Side, and there was no one to lane. I can't. This Hasidish guy was hysterical, at least to me as a child. And he does, and no one's lane. So he was laning. So as he's laning, and don't tell me as a child that he was reading for the Chotara. He was reading for the Chumash. So this is going to be a Shiloh. New technology brings within new Shilohs. So you have Google Glass. L'chayra. And what about Shabbos? Can you wear Google Glass on Shabbos and have you assist you? Why not? I don't know. It might not be Shabbos-tic. I'm not doing anything. The computer is doing it. I'm just wearing the glasses to see. Just happens to be the computer knows what I'm doing and is giving me the symbols and then the kudos. Is it even on Shabbos? Is it really us here on Shabbos? Do this on Shabbos? These are going to be big Shilohs. We may say now, who needs it? It's us, sir. Is it really usur? When people are going to stop coming, not taking that for an answer, they want to know halacha. Tell me, is it usur or mutter? These are going to become very interesting shilas of how it's going to affect us. Yeah.
About voice.
Depends
if it's a male voice or female. So
maybe that also. Well, put an earpiece.
No.
It simulated voice. Beautiful.
What do you mean a microphone? What do you mean?
On the glass.
There'll be a microphone.
With voice.
Yeah.
Robot up.
And the robot's going to lane?
Yeah.
No, that you can't do. You need a person to lane. That's impossible. Okay, we'll stop here.